Bernie reopened a national debate about capitalism and socialism. I think we need to understand that no economic system carried to the limit produces justice. We've been most successful using mixed systems to gain the advantage and smooth the problems created by both capitalism and socialism. Actually, socialism is hiding in plain sight. The post office, libraries, public schools, the water supply, fire and police protection, highways, roads and streets. We buy our capitalist cell phones on an internet system that government created for military and academic use before turning it over to the private systems. Capitalism has a fraught relationship with workers. It can and often does enlarge the total economy, the whole pie, but it doesn't distribute that pie among the workers. It distributes the pie to those who make the decisions, and they keep what they can for themselves. Workers and farmers have every right to be dissatisfied with the impact of capitalism on their lives. Capitalism makes farm prices unpredictable. I'm convinced the programs could be tweaked for the benefit of both the environment and of family farmers, but government programs nevertheless make prices for farm produce sufficiently predictable for farmers to stay in business. The crumbling safety net leaves workers at the whim of other people's investment decisions. The disruptions capitalism causes are well illustrated by the argument over the Amazon plant in Queens. There were several appropriate solutions, but the problems were clear. Capitalism was preparing to push people out, and their fate depended on government. Unemployment insurance and the social safety net were never enough or well attuned to the needs of families who work for others for their living. And the social safety net has been weakened considerably in the last decades, along with weakening the legal position of unions. So government has a job to do. That doesn't mean that we should abandon capitalism, but it does mean that capitalism is not the answer to every problem. And it's not a sufficient answer to our economic problems. Nor are incentives for decision makers adequate answers. Capitalism is well described by the board game Monopoly. It's so familiar, I wonder if you realized it was created to teach people what capitalism does. As its name implies, the effective object of capitalism is monopoly. Even though the holders of that monopoly change in real-world capitalism as we experience it, ordinary folks are constantly squeezed out. If our objective is the welfare of the people, capitalism is not a sufficient answer. We cannot and must not be ideological purists. Our country has been most successful when we have implemented a mixed system. Capitalism as an essential disruptor and public planning to smooth the impact for workers and communities. There's a huge difference between saying that capitalism is valuable and the conclusion that socialism is useless and vice versa. The truth is that both are useful, and we have to be ready, willing, and able to reap the advantages of both without losing sight of their limitations. It was my pleasure years ago to meet Robert A. Dahl, one of the intellectual giants of our era. He and Charles Lindbloom teamed up to prepare a wonderful book, Politics, Economics, and Welfare, to show us the different advantages of public and private action. Those of you who frequently listen to my commentary know that I often try to break the ideological mindset that only private action solves problems. So I'm looking for candidates this year whose answers are not ideological knee-jerks for one system or the other, but who are pragmatically open to the best solutions from whatever source. Bernie is certainly right that some socialist solutions are necessary and important. Some candidates are staying clear of the word, but nevertheless get the point. Any candidate who doesn't get the point deserves a re-education at public expense, beginning with kindergarten, where they might finally learn to share.